Okay, so it's Friday the 27th of April 2012, and woke up this morning around 7:45. This morning I must have been so tired last night, because Judy sort of turned around to say night and I'd already gone pretty much. So I woke up this morning, and I woke up sort of like, how did I get here? So it was all a bit of a blur yesterday, after so many sort of days in concession of being out in the wind, the rain, and the sunshine, and all over the place at Silverstone. So, yeah, back in my own bed, and woke up there. So, got up a little bit confused where I was. That soon settled down. But when I looked down at my lower part of my legs, it looked like somebody flipping waxed, you know, like pulled off hot wax, because it was like all my flipping hair had gone, which was strange. I was puzzled, couldn't work out how that was the case. And then Julie pointed out it must have been my wellies, because I've been wearing Wellington boots for 3 days. And it must have worn down my hair on the bottom of my legs. Very strange. There we go. But anyway, made my way to work. Took the ML back in. And on the way, nipped into Tesco to get... Marks & Spencer to get Jodie's sandwich. And then carried on with my day, really. Really heavy rain again this morning. Really bad. Sunshine, showers, bits and pieces like that. Had lots to do today, mainly logistics of where the team are and where the cars are. So lots of that going on, because got 6A classes going up, and then we've got automatics, then 4 franchisee cars, 2 MLs, 1 GL, another Piano, and then all the people that need to be driving them up and such like. So quite complicated day on that side. So got in the thick of that, and then sort of late morning, got a phone call from Max, who was doing the white lining with me yesterday. And they said they had to call it a day because it was torrential rain up there. So then I had some lunch at about 1:30, and then got back in the full swing of things after that. Went to go and check some MLs over, just see what is usable for the launch. Picked 2 silver ones, which would be good. And then got back into it. Then around 4:00, had to go and sit in track control and then sort of look after the place with Sarah, who was assisting me. And then generally got ready for the next day and made some to-do lists for things to do tomorrow. Then left just after 6:00, my way home, and then we had dinner, and Ellie was on form doing lots of chats and things like that. Another good thing that happened tonight is we got our CD with pictures of Ellie and our photo shoot, and they look really good. So I'm going to put a picture up tonight. There's so many good ones, it's hard to pick, so I'm going to pick one a bit random tonight and go for the one of me and Jules walking hand in hand through the woods with Ellie in our arms. So anyway, that's it for today, really. I'm going to shoot now, but until next time, goodbye now.